Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday on Thanksgiving week. That's a great lineup. But yeah, we've been walking through the dippers for the day. I did the whole first section on truing up the vote and recognizing why some states take forever to count their votes, and it ain't all good. And then I spent the last little while here talking about what I called keeping the lights on. What does it take to keep the lights on? And oh, by the way, did you know that Alabama fares pretty well by comparison to other states, especially when you consider the red state versus blue state policies and the adoption of the Green New Steel kind of policies? We're more of an all-of-the-above state. Now, that being said, we're also a regulated state. Alabama's Public Service Commission, people don't often know it's even there, but it is probably one of the most important things in our state government to assist with making sure our bills stay where they need to stay. The commissioner that I'm bringing on right now is Commissioner Twinkle Andrus Kavanaugh. I've known her for over a decade, maybe longer. I mean, she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a small business owner. She's been the former chair of the Republican Party for the state of Alabama. She's been in and around state politics for any number of years. Graduate of Auburn University, lives in the Montgomery area. And she's been on the PSC now for a number of years, and she's on the phone. Twinkle Kavanaugh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Man, thanks for making time for us today.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. We have got a lot to be blessed, to be thankful for. We are so blessed as a country now that we're going to head in a new direction.
I heard that. You know, and I really hope that, and this is that's a great segue, thank you, but I really hope that what that means is we're going to see a change in some of the regulatory burdens that our energy sector has been dealing with.
You know, I believe there's going to be a very big change that we're going to see beginning on really day one. You remember the negative changes under President Biden. On day one, he killed the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see the opposite with President Trump on day one. He's made some great appointments when it comes to an all-of-the-above approach, meaning using all fuels, including, you know, the fossil fuels. But he is saying now that he's got two major priorities, the border, which I'm thrilled about that, but then his other priority that he says will be day one will be energy issues,
yeah.
And that is making us energy independent again. You know, Phil, I'm going to give you a quick example of something that I think is just crazy, but it points out what we've been dealing with over the last 4 years. When it comes to day one with President Biden, he killed the Keystone Pipeline.
Right.
That's 850,000 barrels of oil that would come from Canada down to our Gulf Coast refineries. Well, we still get that oil. It's just that now, instead of a pipeline going one way, you know, south, instead we either get it on a train or a tanker truck. Usually it's on a train, but that's 1,125 train cars daily going south.
Wow.
You've got to have all of those going back north to pick up in Canada again. So that's 2,250 train cars daily doing what one pipeline could do at a much less expensive cost to the consumer. So
no kidding.
Their policies make no sense. They're not green. You know, they talk about green. All they are is pulling green out of everybody's pocket, and that's what they want. They want fossil fuels to be so expensive that they're alternative fuels look like they are a good alternative, which monetarily right now they are not.
Oh, and that's okay. All right, this segment's over. I think that's all of it. No, that was perfect. You're so right.
Well,
I mean, I look at this. I call the Green New Deal the Green New Steal because all it does is take from us. That's all it does.
You know, I read your article this morning, and I thought, how fabulous. I wish I had thought of that language, because that is exactly what it is. It is taking money away from us that should be in our pockets. And one of the things that I talk about when I speak around the state is I ask people, you know, we're all worried about inflation. Inflation today is 21% more than it was 4 years ago.
Right.
You can talk about gasoline. You can talk about electricity. A lot of times we talk about food that's 24% higher. But when you come down to looking at energy, it affects everything. You know, a barrel of oil on President Trump's election day 4 years ago was trading at $42 a barrel.
Oh, wow.
Today, it's at almost $75 a barrel, which is a 78% increase. But at some points over the last 4 years, it's gone as high as $123. That's more than three times the amount that it was under President Trump in the end. And so you look at the price of a barrel of oil and you say, well, how does that affect me? And I'll tell you, if you get up in the morning, and I usually ask people, did you get up this morning and put some contacts in your eyes that are plastic, a byproduct of oil, or put on glasses that are plastic, byproduct of oil? Did you jump in the shower and use soap or shampoos, byproduct of oil? Did you go to the kitchen and turn on anything, your hair dryer, your dishwasher, anything, using electricity? You're using byproducts of oil there. Did you happen to eat a bowl of cereal? The fertilizer for those oats or wheat or whatever it might have been, that's a byproduct of oil. And then, you know, the farmer had to use his tractor. The farmer had to get the cereal to market. All of this is using oil. And so when a barrel of oil goes from $42 to today it being right at $75 a barrel, then obviously it's going to increase the cost of everything we do in life. And so there's no, you know, there's no rationale for oil being that price. We could be drilling more oil right here. We could loosen the permits here. We could be trading more. We could have our Keystone Pipeline. There are so many things that President Biden did to stop energy flowing, and that's what I love about President Trump, is that he sounds like he is going to get us back energy independent. The oil and the gas will be flowing, and hopefully we can keep more money in our own pocket.
Let me break in and ask you, though. Most people don't recognize what the PSC even is, for that matter, but we are roughly what I would call and all of the above state. I mean, I know for a fact that there's going to be some hydro, some wind, some solar. Really, hydro is not even considered the renewables, but the wind and solar in the portfolios of the various companies that you help regulate at the PSC. But what have you guys been seeing in terms of the policies and the regulatory burdens from D.C. on our energy providers? What have you been seeing about, you know, the mandates, and how has that changed things? And then what does the PSC do to interact with that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, Phil, for you and your listeners, what I think is the most important takeaway is that if you were to take away all of the mandates that have come from Washington over the last 25 years and take away all of the eco mandates, meaning things they've required of us, and the fact that they've made us turn most of our coal-fired units into natural gas-fired units, then now they've got a war on all fossil fuels. But if you take away all that the state of Alabama spends on meeting these mandates and changing with all of their regulations, we'd probably be paying less money today for our power and our natural gas than we were 25 years ago. But the reality is they have tried their best to, first, there was a war on coal, and then now it's a war on fossil fuels. And so it has made it very difficult. You're constantly jumping through hurdles in everything that we do. But at the Alabama Public Service Commission, we do regulate utilities. We regulate everything from power to gas to wastewater, some water. And we also do real-time insurance for trucking. We do pipeline inspections all across natural gas pipelines all across the state. And then we also do, real-time insurance for moving companies, 18-wheelers. We regulate Uber and Lyft. But one of the things I think we're most known for would be the regulation of Alabama Power Company. And they do have an all-of-the-above approach. But the thing that's made it the toughest is that natural gas and coal are your baseload electricity production fuels, meaning you can turn them on whenever you need it and produce a vast amount of electricity for the consumer. The problem with some of these others, now nuclear is fantastic, but I just don't think you can get the permitting that you need to have more nuclear right now. I mean, you might could under Donald Trump, but it takes you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 years to build a nuclear plant, and you've got to go through the hurdles of every new president. So it's gotten very, very tough to build a nuclear plant. Hydro is fantastic, but there's only so much water you can dam up and have hydro. And solar is just not baseload electricity, meaning you cannot power up the solar between 5 and 6:30 on a freezing cold winter morning in Alabama, and that's when we use the most power in any one moment in the state of Alabama is used on a cold morning between 5 and 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
Excuse me, between 5 and 6:30, not 5:30, 5 and 6:30 a.m. And so it requires a baseload electricity that can always generate the electricity, and that a lot of that is fossil fuels, which the Biden administration, the current administration, has done everything to take the price up that we pay for those fossil fuels and make it more difficult to use those fossil fuels. You know, let me give you one example. Over the last 60 years, the coal-fired plants have produced a coal ash, and they are housed in a coal ash pond,
right,
which is just you wet the pond to keep the coal ash in and not up. And so the EPA said under the Obama administration, you have a choice. You can cap it in place to make it safer, or you can haul it to another location. Well, President Biden has come in after Alabama Power Company has started the cap in place process, which takes years, and it also is very, very expensive. And our ADEM in Alabama approved what Obama also approved at the EPA. Then Biden came in and said, nope, nope, you're not going to be able to cap it in place. We're going to ask you to transport it to, you know, basically a dump, you know, a secure place. And so what I'd like to do is give people a picture of what that means.
Okay, that we got about a minute and a half to do that.
Okay, 21 million cubic yards of coal. And so that would mean every 3.5 minutes for the next 33 years, every 3.5 minutes for the next 33 years, a truck would be going from the coal ash pond to take it to another dump site. It makes no sense environmentally. It makes no sense economically. But once again, it's another bad policy that causes bad causes problems for us here in America. And that's what I'm so glad to see. We're getting released from out from under that now. And Donald Trump will come in, and hopefully his energy policy will change what we're seeing in Alabama and across our country.
Well, I knew you would have some input. I knew you would.
Oh, yeah. I've become an energy nerd, Phil. I love it, but
well,
I also have been so frustrated.
Well, and the last 4 years, I mean, I can't imagine being on the PSC at a time when it felt like everything about energy production was under attack. But truth be told, we got a great study, and I got to wrap it here, Twinkle, but we got a great study the Heritage Organization just did that shows the difference between what red state policies and blue state policies do to energy production and energy costs for the consumer. But in the meantime, listen, I want to keep you on speed dial, because as this thing develops, I may want to get your input again later on as the Trump administration changes the lay of our land, okay?
You call me anytime, and I hope you and your listeners have a very happy Thanksgiving, and our best days are yet to come.
I appreciate that. Thanks. That's Twinkle Kavanaugh.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Twinkle. Mm-hmm. That's Twinkle Kavanaugh. She is the one of the commissioners, and I believe she's actually the president at the Public Service Commission. She's basically the one overseeing, or one of the ones overseeing, any rate increases, rate decreases, or for that matter, a lot of other things that I didn't even know she did all that stuff. More to come. I'll wrap this thing when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.